Hey, Smutters.
Hey, Smutters.
How was your week?
It's been all right. Yeah. Again, the weather's been like a crazy X, but, you know.
We almost had a tornado last night, right?
There's a lot of areas around us that did, and there's a lot of homes around us that are without power and stuff like that. We had some really bad storms last night.
See, I thought it was just going to be storms, and I slept all through it. I was fine.
I did, too.
Huh.
Woke up our kid. But not us.
That's...
But we kind of have a dungeon down here.
Yeah.
Like, it's underground, really. So, we can't really...
Yeah. Like, our room is in the basement. So, we have, like, this huge space. And we don't hear anything.
No, we don't.
So, it's kind of nice, though.
Yeah, it is. And the temperature... The only thing I wish I could change is... Which I think we need to. I don't know how we've lived this long without it. Is a ceiling fan. Because... My entire life, I've always had a ceiling fan running 24/7. And so that's a little difficult to deal with. But other than that, the temperature is really well regulated because technically we're underground. And I always like it cooler. So
yeah,
that works out pretty good.
So I heard something funny on it was a podcast and they're out of London. And they were talking about how in the 70s, this whale washed up in Oregon, like a dead whale washed up on the beach, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And to get rid of it, they were like, you know what?
They blew it up.
Let's blow it up. And they were like, and then the birds and stuff will just eat what's left, you know? They blew it up, and it went everywhere.
Yeah, I saw that
like,
before.
All over the place. But it got me thinking, like, America, right? You know, let's just blow it up. But it kind of made me laugh, because they were like, they blew up a whale. I was like, yeah.
That's what we do.
That's us. So, this week... I didn't know what to do. I was having trouble trying to find something because last week's episode, we got such great feedback on it. Everybody liked the whole true crime thing, which is wonderful. And we'll start adding a little bit of true crime here and there. But I didn't know what to do to, you know, I wanted to do something else great. So you text me and you were like, glitches in the Matrix.
That's just cool.
It is cool. Troy's been watching these videos and sending them to me from like, I don't have TikTok. You've got TikTok, right?
No, I'm a real person. I watch reels on Instagram of TikToks.
Oh, okay. But you've been sending me stuff like these videos and stuff and on glitches in the Matrix. And at first I was like, this is going to be tough because I was thinking, how would we do like just talk about videos? You know,
videos are unbelievable, people.
They are insane. Like, he sent me some and he's like, you've got to watch this one. It's crazy. And I've never really like paid much attention to it. So when we decided to do this, I kind of dove into it and it really turned my mind around, y'all. So I know not everybody's big in glitches in the Matrix. As I said, I wasn't either, but this stuff is kind of cool.
Especially when you see the videos, like, it's difficult to explain on, but, like, when you're watching a video and you see an airplane in the sky and you hear it and you see the people walking and you can tell that the footage isn't altered, but the plane isn't moving.
Right.
Or they're in a car and they're driving and the river's flowing, but when they... No, I'm sorry. The river stops when they're driving, and when they stop, it changes.
It starts flowing
again.
Yeah, in that video he's talking about, y'all, it wasn't just like a nice little river flow. It was a choppy-ass river.
Yeah.
Like, you could tell. And I think that's the one that kind of got you on this. And we saw another one where a woman left her house.
And then a squirrel just appearing out of the, like, asphalt.
And yes, I've seen that one.
There's a basketball one. I mean, there's a lot of stuff out there.
Yeah, there's so many. And I found a lot of stuff to help explain it. Now,
Here's the thing, though, and I'm not going to lie. If we're seriously in a Matrix-type thing, why in the hell did I get chosen to be mediocre and poor and just a basic bitch? Why couldn't I have been one of these powerful people that they decided on?
Well, somebody came up with a theory, and we're going to go over their theory.
Why I'm a basic bitch?
Of why they believe we could be in a simulation.
Oh, okay.
And we'll go over that. But...
dive on in.
So, as y'all guessed, we're doing Glitches in the Matrix. And in case you don't know exactly what that is, a glitch in the Matrix is like an explanation for an unlikely or irregular occurrence. Something you wouldn't normally see every day, as Troy was saying about you see an airplane in the sky, but it's not moving. Or even a bird flying, but it's just stuck in midair, I guess you could say. The water from the lake. Stuff like that that you just would not normally see. Now, I have a question for you. Okay. Red pill or blue pill? You take the blue pill and the story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want. You take the red pill and you stay in Wonderland and you will see how deep the rabbit hole goes.
Which do I get one? To change perceptions and be rich?
I mean, you take one or the other. So red or blue?
I don't know. I can't answer that.
Well, I've been thinking about it because, y'all, I just saw The Matrix like a few months ago. I had never seen it before. It just wasn't my thing. And, like, it's really cool because he wakes up, his name's Neo, and he wakes up in The Matrix and he's like, I know Kung Fu. And I was like,
uploaded with it.
Yeah, like they upload him with all this stuff and he just knows all this stuff that he wouldn't normally know. And it's so cool. And then I got to thinking, I was like, but did you see where he lived? In that little cave spaceship looking thing. And, you know, yeah. It was just, it looked like it would be very uncomfortable. I mean, no pictures, no nothing, you know, just machinery everywhere. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, and that would really get me down. I have to have pictures. I have to have decoration everywhere. So, I don't know. That's a very difficult question. Now, I did post this question on our Instagram page and somebody messaged us and was like, I would just take both of them. So, I was like, that's cool. I don't know what would happen. But let's dive on into this. Have you
Someone
ever...
really messaged and said that?
Yeah. Because it was on the story and I was like, yes or no. Which one would you take? And then I like explained what it was. And then we got a message request. And I don't know who it was. It was somebody that listens, I guess. And they were like, I would take both.
Wow.
But have you ever walked down the street or maybe even just been sitting at home and all of a sudden you get a feeling like you've seen all this before and it all seems so familiar? This is called déjà vu. Déjà vu is literally translated from French to mean already seen. It is a sense of having already seen something coupled with knowing you haven't actually seen it, which is why it catches so many people off guard. It is the equivalent of a small brain glitch. So we've all had deja vu where we kind of, as it just said, you walk in somewhere and like, you're like, oh, I've done this before, you know?
Right.
And it's such a strange feeling.
It is a strange feeling.
And it only lasts a split second, you know? Like, it never lasts very long, but because...
You know, also, too, do you think that's why, too, that, like, a certain smell will take you back to a certain place and time?
Yeah.
I mean, there's always been this one smell, and I know it's weird, but, and it probably wouldn't be uncommon to most, but, like, for me, I smell something, and I remember exactly being, I was 7 years old at a baseball game in Chattanooga, Tennessee, and it was picture day. But we also had games that day. But this certain smell takes me back to that exact moment. Like, it's the weirdest thing. I can't remember anybody that was on my team or how the game went or anything, but I remember this one specific time of right before a game starting, my team is in the outfield of a bigger field and we're taking pictures, our team photos. And that's the only thing I remember, really, about being 7 years old. I don't remember being 7 years old, but that smell takes me there. Isn't that weird?
I think that's kind of neat. You know what I'm saying? What's though? The smell? Do you know what it is? You don't know what it is?
No, I have no idea. It happened to me a few years ago, and it just took me back to right then. It was just the strangest thing. I don't know.
I don't know. When I think of baseball fields, like when I used to play softball, I always think of the smell of the concession stand and the dirt. Yeah. You know? And the gloves, like the leather gloves. So, do you remember when you were little and you would read about the adventures of Curious George? He would get into all these crazy scenarios and swing around by his tail eating bananas while he was hanging out with the man in the yellow hat. Do you remember that?
Yeah. I think so.
No, you don't.
Why?
Because Curious George never had a tail.
Sure he did. Wait, is this the Mandela effect stuff?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Yes, he did.
No. Yeah, he never had a tail. And like you just said, this is called the Mandela effect. The Mandela effect is an observed phenomenon in which a large segment of the population misremembers a significant event or shares a memory of an event that did not actually occur. Now, do you remember when Nelson Mandela died?
Okay, you've got me looking this up already.
Don't look it up!
I just found the Mirror Mirror one, though.
No, don't read them, because you're taking a test in a minute. Stop looking.
Okay.
You stop. No.
Okay, sorry.
Okay, so do you remember when Nelson Mandela died? Stop looking.
Okay, that one I just read, that one's bullshit, because I know he said it.
Just one sec, okay?
I know he said that.
Tell me, do you remember when Nelson Mandela died? Because yeah. It was a big thing.
I think so, yeah.
When? Not a, like, date, but, like, were you younger? Were you older?
I don't know.
Was it, like, the 80s, 90s, the 2000s?
Are you really trying to tell my age right now?
No, I'm not. I'm just saying, like, do you think
Honestly, I don't know.
Okay. So, let me tell you
the
this.
90s, maybe?
Well, here's the thing. This is called the Mandela Effect, and it's named after the former president of South Africa named... Quit looking at those.
I can't... This one right here, though.
But we're going over them. Named after the former president of South Africa named Nelson Mandela. Many people believe he died in prison in the 80s. He was in prison for 27 years because of his views against the country's discrimination against the black people. He was released, became president, and died in 2013.
Really?
I never knew he got out of prison. I thought he died in prison.
Hmm.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
But it shows how long this phenomenon's been around. Like, it hasn't actually been around as long as you think, or has it? But for it to many people to be surprised that he lived a lot longer than they thought... Because I never knew, you know, he was president of South Africa. I thought he was just an activist.
Right.
So, it really shocked me when I started reading stuff like this. Now, is this a glitch in the Matrix, or could it be a look into a multiverse? Which makes you think.
Yeah, like I don't know.
You know how I am about multiverses.
Yeah, but see, the pictures I've seen too is just so weird. I mean, I don't know. I'm going with Matrix instead of multiverse.
Okay. Well, this is about the Matrix, so we'll go along with the Matrix. I still want to be a quantum physicist. Okay. I'm going to quiz you.
On the Mandela ones?
Yes. Don't look at your phone.
I'm just looking through my phone.
You are looking at the exact same thing I'm looking at. You better stop it. Okay. So, I'm going to ask you what you think it is. Okay? Even though you're looking at the same thing. Okay. The peanut butter. Are you listening?
Mm-hmm.
You cannot cheat on this test.
I'm not cheating.
Okay. The peanut butter. Was it Jif or Jiffy?
Jif, I think.
Oh, you did good on that one. I thought it was Jiffy.
Wasn't there another Jiffy? There was a Jiffy Pop. Popcorn.
Maybe that's why people think it's Jiffy. Because I thought it was Jiffy. Oscar Mayer, M-A-Y-E-R or M-E-Y-E-R?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't pay attention.
Some people say it's an E. Some I always thought it was an A, and I think it's actually an E. But that was because, like, I learned the song, the Oscar Mayer song, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was really cool. Okay, this one, I read this tonight, and it got me. I was like, are you serious right now? Okay, the legendary rock band Queen's song, We Are the Champions. Everybody knows that song.
Uh-huh.
Okay. It's heard at all sports moments, when the big win happens. Most people swear that Freddie Mercury sings We Are the Champions of the World at the end. But in reality, it just says No Time for Losers because we are the champions. Which one did you think it was?
The World.
I did too. Like, I can hear him saying the world. Let's see. The Monopoly Man. Does he have a monocle or no monocle?
does, I think.
He does not.
Oh, Mr. Peanut does.
Yes. Which, he's got a top... Doesn't Mr. Peanut have a top hat also?
Hell, I don't know.
Okay. Then there's obviously the Star Wars one where everybody says that Vader says, Luke, I am your father. And that was never said. He never said that.
Yeah.
He said, no, I am your father. This one, I think, is straight up lies. The Sinbad Genie movie. You remember it?
No.
We've argued over this, I think. It never existed. Okay, I thought that there was a Sinbad Genie movie named Shazam, but there was actually a Shaq Genie movie named Kazam.
Yeah, I know about the Shaq one.
I always thought it was Sinbad, and it was called Shazam.
Sinbad, hell, I don't know.
Right? It sounds familiar. Okay. This one was kind of crazy. When JFK was assassinated, do you know how many people were in the car?
What now?
When JFK was assassinated in the car, I think it was in Dallas, how many people were in the car with him?
He was in a movie.
It's a real thing. Somewhere in a parallel universe, Sinbad's long-forgotten genie movie is uncovered at long last. Okay. Can you think of how many people were in the car with JFK when he was assassinated?
Wasn't it just him and his wife?
Well, there were, like, Secret Service agents, too. Right?
Yeah, there had to be a driver and stuff.
So, how many would you say? See, I think of the real, like the footage when you see, because everybody has seen the footage. Most people think four. That's what I thought. It was actually six. So let's see here. Okay, Smokey the Bear. Right?
Mm-hmm.
There is no "the" in his name. It's Pikachu's just Smokey tail? Bear.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't give you that one because I didn't think you'd think anything of it.
But I've seen it.
Yeah. Y'all, there's one about Pikachu's tail, how everybody thinks the tip is black. I did, and I play Pokemon Go. And it is not at all. Did you think that the United States had 52 states instead of actually 50?
Yeah, when in Alaska and Hawaii.
No, the Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
I thought that. But they just didn't count them. I think we just have, like, we're just, they added the territories or something.
Yeah.
Okay, this is going to be your favorite. Kit Kat or Kit Kat with a slash in it? Like Kit/Kat.
Kit Kat with the slash.
No. It's just Kit Kat with no slash.
Really?
Huh? Break me off a piece of that fancy fee. Okay. So in Silence of the Lambs, when Hannibal Lecter, Clarice comes to meet him and he says, "Hello, Clarice." You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
It never happened.
Yeah, I just saw that one. That's the one.
Yeah, he says good morning. I was wanting to see if there's a lot of them, y'all. You can look them up. I don't want to like sit there and go over this and, you know, bore y'all to death. But there's a bunch of them. Oh. This is the one that got me. In the movie Gremlins, okay, the head gremlin, what was his name?
The gremlin.
The gremlin with the mohawk.
He had Spock.
Strop.
No.
Yes.
It was Spock.
I called him, I had a gremlin doll of Spock.
Yeah.
And I called him Spock. I was like, this is Spock. This is my Spock doll. No. His name is Strop.
No.
Yes. Okay, y'all, I'm going to quit with that because we could go all night with that. But y'all, look it up. Just look up Mandela Effect and it'll give you so many things to go over. And your mind is going to flip because there was so much stuff. And I was like,
this one threw me off a long time ago.
The cornucopia?
Yeah, Fruit of the Loom one.
Yes, there was a cornucopia.
I remember seeing it.
Yeah, because I was like, why is there not a man dressed as a cornucopia? I thought those were so cool because I knew what it was. But yeah, just look up Mandela Effect and you'll go through all that. Like I said, your brain is just going to flip. Okay. But right now we are going to get into the simulation theory for basically the whole cause of the glitch in the Matrix that people think is why. Are you listening?
Yeah.
He's looking at Mandela Effect stuff.
Sorry, yeah.
Okay. Most of us assume the world around us is real. We take it for granted that everything we interact with is the true essence of reality and not an illusion created by someone else. After all, this world is all we've ever known. What is that noise? Sounds like a plane's about to hit our house. Oh my goodness. We can even explain how our world works using science, philosophy, and other knowledge. But let me introduce to you Nick Bostrom.
Let me drop my...
Yes. The man behind the simulation theory in which he explores the probability that we are all living inside an artificial simulation. kind of like The Sims. Now, this is, it truly reminded me of The Sims. I love that game. I just, oh my gosh, I could play that game for hours. And I hope it's not like The Sims, because there were so many different ways you could kill your Sim. You know, you could stick them in a pool and take all the ladders out, or put them in a house and take all the doors out. See how long they lasted. But yes, that's what it reminded me of. The repercussions of this idea are very unsettling. What if nothing we've been taught about ourselves and the world is true? What if the simulation gets cut off or unplugged? Let's dig a little deeper in this theory. Bostrom begins his theory by discussing how an advanced post-human society...
Yeah. I read that.
You read this?
Yeah, because I was looking at these stuff, you know. And
it's very cool.
Before I even talked to you about it, really.
Yeah, like...
I mean, it's weird, but...
It's a weird theory. It's a very cool theory. But after I read it, I'll tell y'all what I thought about it. A post-human society might go about developing an artificial human mind. In this scenario, post-humans are types of super beings who have managed to extend their cognitive and physical capabilities beyond limits that we may consider normal. Post-humans might live longer or even have better control over their emotions. It's possible, right? Bostrom then discusses how much computing power could be used to replicate human minds. He also reflects on how post-humans might decide to insert these artificial minds into a detailed and realistic artificial environment. But the only thing to remember is that the replicated minds must not be given any knowledge of the fact that they exist inside a simulation. So they can create us and create the world around us, but they cannot let us have any idea that it's a simulation. If you think of the progress we have made with video games, it's kind of easy to see how giant Earth-sized computer simulations could exist. Look at the game Pong from the 1970s. This game consisted of a few pixels on a screen that simulated a 2D game of tennis. Now we have VR headsets to enter 3D worlds and interact
metaverse
with lifelike simulated characters. Yeah. Future post-human civilizations could one day create a detailed world on a much bigger scale. A world where characters believe they are conscious, independent beings. A world where the environment is so crisp and clear, it is indistinguishable from reality. Or even a world like ours. Bostrom believes that ancestor simulations would be of great interest to post-humans. This is like us using computer power to generate an accurate simulation of ancient Egypt or the Mongolian Empire. But in this simulation, we are the ancestors being simulated. And somewhere out there, our technologically advanced descendants are watching how we go about everyday life. So we've all seen the videos of planes sitting in midair and not moving, as we spoke about. Let me see. We went over everything I was about to say. I was like, wait a minute.
There's a lot, though.
So much, yeah. but basically...
The sirens and sequence, I mean, there was one I told you about too. It could have been explained by a ghost.
About the bag at the door.
Yeah.
Yes.
There was a box falling off the truck that bounces right back inside of it.
Yeah.
Truck.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's so many. It's just.
Well, this really got, I don't believe this for a second, but it did get me thinking, y'all, about the games that I play. I have, and I know this sounds stupid, but it's just an example. I play Animal Crossing, and I've got my little character. She has her own little cabin. She has her little animal friends.
What if someone's playing us?
Exactly, like we're the Sims.
It's impossible because there's no way someone would make a life this boring for me. Like, no.
But then a friend of mine the other day, she showed me a game she was playing. And it was a weird little game.
Do you remember that? Was it South Park?
Mm-hmm. They're watching
the show called Earth.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah. But a friend of mine was playing a game the other day, and I don't even know what it was called. It was the weirdest game, and what it is like, it was a little depressed man, and he tried to make his house better, and he has bad depression, and you try to make him a little bit happier.
Is this after me? This is the game of Troy?
Like, he can ask you questions, and you can answer and try to make him feel better, but either way you answer, she said that he'll say, is there other people like me? And she was like, you can say yes, so he feels better, but then he'll be like, well, why would there be other people, you know? And I was like, that's really a sad game to have. And I was like, what if that's a simulation? Because there's so many depressed people in this world. And I was like, you know what? It really got my mind turning. So.
Yeah, you know, too, the fact that humans only use roughly 10% of
right.
the brain. You know?
You're absolutely right. So, we have
massive computing power in our brain, but we don't unlock it and use it. Like that movie with Scarlett Johansson, when she's able to unlock
Lucy.
Yes, that was a good movie.
I love that movie. Awesome.
But these videos, though, for real.
Yeah.
Just type it in.
Well, I have some stories, okay?
You know, it's really some of my favorite videos to watch other than Karen's getting owned. I've been on that kick here lately, too.
Oh, yeah. I've never really gotten into them, but the more you send to me, I'm like, that is so crazy. But, again, like, I'll watch it, and I'm like, that could be paranormal, you know? And,
yeah.
You know, it's just, it's crazy. So imagine that you and three of your friends are walking to your favorite diner, and then in an absolute instant, you and your two friends have the feeling you lost someone. Everyone feels it and recognizes that there was someone else there. It's just no one remembers who it was. That person suddenly just failed to exist. You can't remember who they were, where they were from, or what made them like you. They just never were. Such was the case with user Bitta Zamura. And it might just be one of the most terrifying glitches in the Matrix stories out there, simply because of what it could imply. If what happened was true,
you just unplugged.
Anyone can stop existing. Yep. Exactly.
Is that what death is?
Ooh. I don't know. They just got bored with you and quit playing. They turned it off. Game off.
I mean, death's not reserved for just the elderly.
Right. Exactly. So,
even say, I mean, this is horrible to say, but like even like stillborn babies.
Right. Did they decide they didn't want to play?
Yeah. Like, did they, like, no, this, we're not going to want to take this life this way or show something.
Or, I mean, I didn't want a boy, yeah. You know? Like, I'm going to restart so maybe I can be a girl.
Yeah, I mean, you know?
Yeah. I didn't, you know, just, I don't want to have blonde hair. I want to have dark hair. So I'm going to restart.
Yeah.
That's kind of deep and scary. That's like very dark.
Like on the Nintendo reset.
Oh, I reset that game so many times.
I did every time my brother used Bo Jackson and kept whipping my ass in during Madden football. I accidentally hit that restart all the time.
Every time on Mario Brothers, I'd hear that reset. Let's go, Mario. A surprising amount of spooky glitch in the Matrix stories involve people who are in two places at once. The official term for this is bilocation, and it's been reported by people for centuries. In this tale, told by Redditor Boring Psychopath, things take a turn for the ominous. When the user was a young boy, he and his mother were outside taking photos of used cars that they were trying to sell. Suddenly, the boy heard a strange rustling sound coming from nearby bushes. His mother, alarmed, told him to run out of the parking lot. He didn't look back, but heard something pouncing on top of the cars like a wild animal would. He also didn't see his mother run ahead of him. When he finally got inside his home, his mother was sitting there reading a newspaper and asked him why he looked so scared.
Huh.
Imagine waking up one moment and living an entirely different life. That's what happened to the Redditor known as Ophel. Ophel, a married American who didn't speak a lick of Chinese, woke up and dreamt that he was a fisherman who lived a single life in China. In the dream, he spoke and understood Chinese. He woke up, got his tea, worked on two shipments of fish, smoked cigarettes, took a bath, and went to sleep. The dream was so realistic, he felt shocked to wake up next to his wife. That alone would make anyone feel a little creeped out. But there are some stories out there that get even worse. The common theme behind glitches in the Matrix are the overwhelming feeling that we're just living in a simulation. Sometimes, it's just because objects move to areas that are physically impossible to explain. Other times, though, it's because you hear or see things that happen before they do. Now, I'm going to stop right there real quick. And I had said something to you this afternoon, and I wanted to remember it. You think of glitches in the Matrix, and you think of these really big things that would just shock somebody, right? Like, you know, the airplane, the river, right?
Right.
But what if it's small things? What if it's you woke up that morning and you put, you know, maybe like red socks on, but then you get to work and you look down and you're wearing white socks, but you clearly remember putting red socks on.
Right.
You know, there was a story about someone who went to the store and bought shampoo and got home and it was conditioner. They returned it 3 times and thought they had gotten shampoo, and each time they got home, it was conditioner. So what if it's small things like that? What if it's when you go into, you walk into a room and you forget why you went in there?
I do that all the time.
Same. Did they change their mind and they're like, you know what, let's go another way with this, you know? So when you think of glitches in the Matrix, it doesn't always have to be a huge thing. It could be something tiny, so tiny, like you thought you had your keys when you left the house, but you had to run back in to get them. That could be a glitch in the Matrix. Now, what no bro knows boyfriend experienced was something different altogether. Her boyfriend, his mother, and his sister were on a long road trip when they realized they needed gas. After about 10 minutes of waiting, all three people realized something was very wrong. None of the people in the gas station were moving. They weren't even blinking. As the user called them, they were mannequins. The trio sped off, not wanting to see if it was a weird flash mob or a creepy, surreal slice of life. if you think the seeing lags in the Matrix are explainable, then you might be more interested in glitch in the Matrix stories that define normal physics. A Redditor by the name of The Josh Watson had the shock of his life while eating cereal. While chowing down, he dropped his spoon. He watched the spoon fall, only to vanish in thin air right before his eyes. He searched for half an hour and never found it. The spoon was gone. Maybe in another dimension. If you're like many people, there are days that literally feel like you woke up in a different universe. Things feel wrong, or things don't quite add up the way they always did. For one Reddit user called BioStrike14, things got real shortly after 9/11 happened. It was the Friday after the Twin Towers fell, and he was not having a good day. He broke a glass getting something to drink, passed a car accident on his way to school, and then overheard something about yet another plane crash that happened. He then went to sleep, only to be woken up by his roommate who asked if he was going to skip class. Confused, he asked what day it was, and it was Friday. He went to the kitchen to drink some water and noticed the glass he broke was no longer broken. He went to the class when he was delayed by the same car accident he saw before. He waited to hear about the plane crash, but he never did. The day after that strange Friday occurred, authorities arrested the shoe bomber. It's uncertain whether or not this was what prevented the other plane crash, but it does make you think, doesn't it? It seems like he got sent into a slightly better reality. Oddly enough, he's not the only one who seemed to have strange reality glitches surrounding 9/11. Many others who were supposed to be there or who were affected had premonitions of the event before it happened. Now we're going to talk about CODA. User Avocados Are Great had the shock of their life when they decided to go kick their dog CODA off the bed. The user's grandma had called to invite them for food, and they brought CODA with them. Then when it came time to go, the user couldn't find the dog. After hours of searching, they went home without CODA. But then, when they got home, CODA was sitting in the user's bedroom. The user remembered that they brought CODA to their grandmother's house. Even their grandmother looked around and swore the dog had been in the house. The user even left the leash in their grandmother's home. To try to figure out what happened, the user looked at the security camera footage around their grandma's home. Though, there was no evidence of CODA. There was no evidence of CODA ever leaving home. Huh. Okay, let's see here. One Reddit user recalls one of the more bizarre glitch in the Matrix stories that happened to them. They were brushing their teeth with one hand while placing the toothpaste down on the counter with the other hand, while also turning off the water faucet with their third hand. According to the user Cadnify,
my third leg.
Wow. I only noticed it a few moments after. I couldn't piece it together, but they all happened at the same time. Now, most of us have spilled ice cream on our faces while licking up the tasty summer treat. One Reddit user was young, but remembers doing the very same. Unlike what most of us experience, however, when he tried to wipe the stain off his leg, it never came off. He told his mother what happened, but she claimed it was a birthmark that was on him since the day he was born. He recalls, "I will swear under oath that never before that moment did I ever have a birthmark on my leg there." Perhaps the most heartbreaking stories happen when it seems like you were ripped from a reality that was actually far better than the one you're in. User Temp Tutu Soon had a story that happened when he was attacked by a football player when he was in college. He dreamt that he healed from the injury and then met a beautiful woman who he dated for years. Everything was wonderful. They eventually got married. They had a daughter and a son, and he was able to get a great job and let her stay home with his new family. Then one day, while he was looking at his home, he noticed that one of the lamps didn't look right. This set off a very deep feeling of uneasiness that turned into him being unable to eat or sleep. All he did was stare at the lamp. As several days went by, he watched the lamp distort until it covered his entire field of vision in red. He woke up to screams in the back of a police car on his way to the hospital. His wife and children had never existed. This led to him mourning the loss of the people who never were real in the reality that he is in. If that's not a rude awakening, then I don't know what is. Although, this could be ascribed to a medical phenomenon known as a coma dream. We've just got to chalk it up as one of the saddest glitch in the matrix stories we've ever heard. As we ask the world, is the matrix real?
Makes you think.
That's really sad. Could you imagine? Oh my goodness. That's so sad. So, yes, it got me thinking of just like, oh my gosh. You remember, and I've talked about this before, but this could also be counted as a glitch in the matrix, and it has to do with you.
I'm a glitch?
You may be. Thanks. Remember when our old house, I had that thing hanging, and you'd move the wine bottles around to try to mess with me, you know? Mm-hmm. And you were in the bedroom one night, and you... I thought you walked into the kitchen and I asked you a question and you just smiled at me and kept on walking.
That's spooky though.
That is spooky. But then I ran in the bedroom and I was like, aren't you going to answer me? And you're like, what are you talking about? And I was like, I just asked you a question in the kitchen. And you're like, I wasn't even in the kitchen. I haven't been in the kitchen. And yeah, that sounds more ghostly than glitchy because it smiled at me. And that little ghost thing can fuck right off because that is scary. But yes, that is our glitch in the matrix episode. As I said,
guys, you got to look up the videos.
There's so many.
Yeah. It's a quick, simple search. They're really freaky.
Yeah. And once you start looking, you're going to keep going, because I went on YouTube and I was like, glitch in the matrix.
Yeah.
And I get like, he sends them to me and I get so excited because I'm like, what's going on here today, you know? And it's just weird stuff. Like, you'll try to be like, oh, they doctored it up or whatever, but
there would really be no reason to.
Yeah, there's like seriously no reason to, because it does nothing for them. I don't even think half the people say who they are. So anyway, y'all do that. Look up the Mandela effect stuff and see what you thought was real and what actually isn't.
I did one on my mom not too long ago. It was that Fruit of the Loom one. She remembered it that way too.
Seriously?
Yeah.
That, I swear, there was a cornucopia in the Fruit of the Loom. That's very strange. All right, guys. I hope y'all enjoyed it and y'all stay safe. Definitely layer up. And stay hydrated and make good choices. And we will see y'all next Sunday.
If there's not a glitch.
If there's not a glitch.
Bye, guys.
And we will see y'all next Sunday. If there's not a glitch. Sorry. Bye, y'all.